All of us have felt a bit anxious lately in the last 20 months. Parents, maybe you're anxious because your kids are in school and you want their well-being to be taken care of. Or you might be anxious because they're being homeschooled. Are they getting properly educated? We see the price of food, gas, taxes going up. Do we have enough to make ends meet? And the elderly are anxious because they're worried about their health, because they're more susceptible to disease and picking up viruses. But brothers and sisters, friends, we're not alone. We have a helper, and that helper is Jehovah God. And we can turn in our Bibles to 1 Peter 5 and 7 to see this message. Please follow me there in your Bibles. It says, while you throw all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So, yes, you might be in anguish, you might be mentally distressed, but Jehovah really cares for you. He's inviting you in many different ways to come to him. Well, how can we as Christians take advantage of the help that God provides? Well, today we're going to talk about different ways we can go to Jehovah and seek him out. We're going to talk about prayer. We're going to talk about personal study, the Bible, and the Christian congregation. And all of this can help us through these anxious times. So I'm going to share a little secret with you. I'm anxious today giving this talk, but I know with Jehovah's Holy Spirit, I can do it. And we all can do overcome any of our problems with that. So we're encouraged to openly express our needs and concerns to our God in prayer. This direction is given to us in the Bible at Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Please come with me in your Bibles to Philippians 4, 6, and 7. So it says, do not be anxious over anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your mental powers by means of Christ Jesus. So here we're encouraged to supplicate Jehovah, go to him, pour our hearts out to him, like this sister is doing in this picture here. She is supplicating Jehovah. Maybe she's concerned about a health issue, or maybe she wants to go to another congregation or go to where the need is great. She's going to him in prayer, but then you see the look of peace on her face. Yes, she's talked to Jehovah. Now she's going to leave it with God, and God will be there for her. He always gives us the strength we need. Never doubt that, friends. Never doubt that, brothers and sisters. He, like this sister shows, will give you peace of mind during these tumultuous times. He may even change your situation like you never thought of before. He might work things out in a way you thought, wow, I didn't see this coming. Well, we have an example of Hezekiah. He was distressed because Sennacherib was out to destroy Jerusalem. And so Hezekiah supplicated Jehovah, went to Jehovah in prayer, poured out his concerns to Jehovah, let Jehovah know how he felt. He went to Isaiah, who gave him guidance and encouragement. He even was willing to pay the price that Sennacherib wanted. But when all that failed, he prepared himself for a long siege. So he took action. He didn't just sit back and wait, but he prayed, he took counsel, and then he waited. What happened? Well, in one night, one angel totally wiped out 185,000 of Sennacherib's men. Hezekiah's problem is now over. Jehovah took care of it, and Hezekiah saw that Jehovah's hand was there for him. What about Joseph? Think about that. He was sold into slavery. Then he was thrown into prison for something he didn't do. He was falsely accused. But in prison, he didn't sit there and sulk. He went to Jehovah in prayer. He did what he could to show that he was a good person while in prison. And eventually, he was exonerated and ended up being second in command to the most powerful man at that time. And that had benefited both him and his family for many years to come. So these are just two examples of how Jehovah makes things turn out for the best. So once you throw your burden on him, once you pour your heart out to him, leave your anxieties with him and trust that he will do what's best for you. I know that's easier said than done for some of us, but we see how it works, and we see that many have been blessed. We've even read about certain ones who have been in situations that seemed impossible, but they left it in Jehovah's hands and worked out for the better. So we're encouraged to focus our thoughts on positive and upbuilding things. Let's read that together in Philippians 4, 8 and 9. Please come with me there in your Bibles. It says, finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are of serious concern, whatever things are righteous, whatever things are chaste, whatever things are lovable, whatever things are well spoken of, whatever things are virtuous, whatever things are praiseworthy, continues considering these things. The things that you learned as well as accepted and heard and saw in connection with me, practice these and the God of peace will be with you. So when you're starting to feel anxious, go to that happy place. Whether it be a original song that you love, or a favorite scripture, many of us have that. Or like that young sister, remember a couple of weeks ago in the video, she was sad because her grandmother died and she couldn't be with her grandmother anymore. Then she focused in on the paradise and she was thinking, wow, the resurrection. Yes, I'll see my grandma again. I'll get to hug her and kiss her and we'll have meals together and play together again. And so that gave her feeling of good. She felt happy then. Her anxiety had passed. That's what we have to do. We have to take ourselves to that positive spot when we're feeling down, sort of like cleaning a dirty window. When you finish cleaning that window, the view through that window is so much better, so much brighter, so much clearer. So that's what we want to do. Clean that window and see the positive things that we have to enjoy in life. And two, thank Jehovah for all the blessings that we have today. We have the blessing of knowing that we're going to see our loved ones again in the new world. And in the new world, we're going to live in a beautiful paradise. We're going to be free of sickness and death and sorrow, all of that. So we want to focus on all those blessings. And then our anxieties won't seem so bad. Our problems might seem less. It might still be there, but we feel a lot better when we do this. Guaranteed, brothers and sisters. So Jehovah also gives us comfort and guidance through his word, the Bible. Yes, in his inspired word, there's so many words of comfort in there for each and every one of us. This thought is brought out nicely at Psalms 94 and 19. Please come with me in your Bibles to that. Psalm 94 and 19. It says, when anxieties overwhelm me, you comforted and soothed me. That is so true. You think about a scripture you go to when you're feeling down. And all of us have them because I've talked to many brothers and sisters during breakout rooms or even in service. And when they're telling you their favorite scripture, a big smile appears on their face because it makes them feel good right there. They feel so relieved when they share that with you. And so that's the scripture they go to. We all have them. We share them with ones in the ministry. We share them with each other. We share them with friends who might be going through stressful times, but we all have them. And in the Bible, there's so many examples of faithful ones that have been distressed, have suffered from anxiety, but have found strength in Jehovah and strength in brothers and sisters who encouraged them back then. We have the example of Hannah. We know that story. Hannah was so depressed, so miserable because she could not have a child. She prayed to Jehovah continuously for a child. And then one day when she was praying, Eli, he said that she was a drunken woman. Can you imagine? That added to her anxiety. She already felt bad, but then when he accused her of that, can you imagine how she felt? But then she explained to Eli why she was so upset, why she was so anxious. And he said, God will be with you. God will answer your prayers. Go away in peace. And she did. And God did answer her prayer. She did have a child. And what about Elijah? Think about him. Jezebel was out to annihilate him and his people. She wanted to get even with him. So he was on the run for his life. But he got so depressed, so down on himself, he laid down and just wanted to die. But Jehovah sent an angel to him to encourage him. He fed him bread and water, had him get up, move on. And eventually, Elijah saw that there were 7,000 other Israelites that were with him. He was not alone. So he saw through Jehovah that Jehovah cared for him and that Jehovah was with him, just guide and support him through these difficult times. And what about David? He didn't have an easy life. Let's go in our Bibles to read an account of it. Psalm 18 and 6. Psalm 18, 6, and then we'll read 19 after. It reads, in my distress, I called on Jehovah. To my God, I kept crying for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him for help reached his ears. And verse 19, he brought me out into a place of safety. He rescued me because he was pleased with me. So as you recall, Saul tried to kill David three times with a spear. Tried to pin him to the wall. He did not want David alive. David took off running for his life. And Saul pursued him for 7 years. David hid in the wilderness. He had friends like Jonathan to help him at certain times. And other friends hid out in caves. And he was distressed because of this. He knew that his life was in danger. But Jehovah saw that he was taken care of. Saw that he was protected. Saw that he got what he needed to survive each day. So David saw that Jehovah's hand was in preserving his life. And David was a wonderful king for so many years after. So these are just three examples of faithful ones who put their trust and confidence in Jehovah. And Jehovah took care of them. And he will take care of us through these times of distress. The Bible assures us that God loves us. It talks about how in Matthew, when sparrows fall to the ground, he knows when that happens. He knows every hair on your head, how many you have. He knows your strengths, your weaknesses, what's bothering you. He knows you inside and out. So never worry. He knows what you're going through even before you supplicate. But he wants you to put your trust and confidence in him. The Bible guidance helps us make wise decisions. When we're deciding on some important issues in life, we search the Bible. We search Bible based publications for answers, for direction, for guidance. The faithful slave has so much out there for us when we're trying to decide important issues in life. And if we're still not sure of a decision to make, we can go to the elders, talk to them. They can work along with you, giving you scriptures to encourage you, giving you Bible-based publications to do research on and research with you and help you. You're not alone. You always have somebody to help you. So take advantage of that and you will be blessed for it. When facing difficult decisions, we always know that people are there for us. So we want to take their advice, but then take practical steps and then leave matters in Jehovah's hands. So there is action needed. You just don't simply pray and sit and wait. We've just read about ways we can supplicate, do research, go to the Bible, go to our brothers and sisters. And brothers and sisters, it might sound like I'm repeating myself over and over again today about anxiety and what we can do, but the faithful slave and Jehovah want you to know that you are really cared for, that you are loved. So that's why it's repetition for emphasis, because we want you to go away feeling better than when you came. And we always do. We always do. And remember that God always provides for our needs, but he requires something of us in order for us to show that we have faith in him. That point is brought out to us in Matthew 6, 33 and 34, a very familiar scripture and a very good scripture to remind us. It says, keep on seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. So never be anxious about the next day, for the next day will have its own anxieties. Each day has enough of its own troubles. This is so true. We know of our brothers and sisters in Africa and other parts of the world that each day they wake up, they make sure they have enough food, maybe for one meal a day, enough water to get through. And you even see ones that have less, helping ones that even have less than they do. They're all happy. They're all content because their needs are taken care of. They're not worrying about the next week, the next month, the next year. That's what we here tend to do. Jehovah will take care of our needs, not our wants, our needs. And nobody has ever went hungry. We saw many examples how the society provides thousands of tons of food for the poor brothers and sisters who are downtrodden. We have our brothers and sisters in Haiti who receive help, our brothers and sisters in Rwanda and other parts of the world. Jehovah always makes sure they're taken care of. So deal with each day's concerns, asking for Jehovah to get you through that day so you can move on to the next. And some of us who are dealing with health issues can relate to that. We have to just get through this day. And then when we wake up the next day, we're thankful. Let's get through this day. And then so it goes on like that. So we do have it problems, but we also have the comfort knowing that Jehovah will help us through. We want to work in harmony with our prayers. So when we pray for something, we have to work along with our prayers. It always takes action. Pray and then work and then action on what we pray for. So we simply just can't, like I said before, sit back and wait. We have to take steps. It might be, some of us might have to go to a food bank. We prayed for food. Well, we know where the food banks are. Some of us might have to ask somebody in the family or a friend for a favor, maybe lend some money for a certain thing, but pray to Jehovah and it will be taken care of. It will, brothers and sisters, I guarantee you. I've been there with health issues and he always gets us through it. Jesus taught his listeners not to worry excessively. He says, do not be anxious over anything. Let's read that together in Matthew 6, 25 to 32. I invite you to go with me there in your Bibles to Matthew 6, 25 to 32. It says, on this account, I say to you, stop being anxious about your lives as to what you will eat and what you will drink, and about your bodies as to what you will wear. Does not life mean more than food and the body than clothing? Observe intently the birds of the heaven. They do not sow seed or reap or gather into storehouses. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth more than they are? Who of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his lifespan? Also, why are you anxious about clothing? Take a lesson from the lilies of the field. They grow, they do not toil, nor do they spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed as one of these. Now, this is how God clothes the vegetation of the field that is here today and tomorrow and is thrown into the oven. Will he not much rather clothe you with little faith? So never be anxious and say, what are we to eat? Or what are we to drink? Or what are we to wear? For these things the nations are eager to pursue. Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. So that's why you shouldn't be anxious. He knows. And when we're anxious, it causes panic attacks, heart palpitations, sleepless nights, depression. We get down on ourselves. We feel that we're not worthy. That's what Satan wants us to feel. But Jehovah says, no, I'll take care of you. I feed the animals. I clothe the vegetation. You're more important to me than they are. So be assured, I'm there for you. I know what you need. And we see that. We know that. But it's just our imperfections sometimes play the better for us. But that's why today we've been encouraged to go to the Bible in prayer. Our friends, everything we combine together will help us. Such work is pointless because it will not get us anywhere. It'll get us deeper into our anxiety, deeper into depression. We want to alleviate that as much as we can. So drawing close to Jehovah is so important. By having a strong personal relationship with him, it will help. It will definitely help, brothers and sisters and friends. God also provides loving support. Where? At our Christian meetings. Yes, there's where we find true, genuine friends. That point is brought out nicely in Proverbs 17:17. It reads, a true friend shows love at all times and is a brother who is born in times of distress. And it's so true. When we're at meetings, like you see in the picture here, people are there encouraging one another. There's big smiles on their faces. They feel good because they're with their brothers and sisters. Yes, right now we're on Zoom and it's not the same, but breakout rooms after the meeting. You can get to know the new brothers and sisters. You can build your encouragement. The meetings build our encouragement through our talks, through our watchtower studies, through our demonstrations. We're encouraged, we're upbuilt, we're infused with energy. And that's where we find our true friends, is at the meetings. Yes, that's where we can find somebody that we can trust and confide in. And we need those friends, ones that we can go to in times of distress and not worry about them judging us or giving us misguided direction. No, they want to give us the best direction possible. So friends, when you're going through difficulties, don't think you're a burden to the elders. Don't think you're a burden to your friends. You're not. They love you and want what's best for you. They're there for you. And we've all had situations where we've been in down and we've approached a brother or a close friend and they've encouraged us and upbuilt us through the Bible, and the meetings have done that too. So don't give up going to meetings. When you feel down at the beginning of the meeting, I guarantee by the end of the meeting, your spirits are up, you're feeling so good, so happy you went. And I've heard that expressed by many people. And again, I can't express it any more than the outline does, the importance of meetings. Christian meetings provide upbuilding, association, and encouragement, like we had just mentioned. So it's important that we're here because it shows that we appreciate what Jehovah is doing for us. We appreciate what the organization is doing for us. We appreciate the updates we get. They encourage us, they upbuild us, and they give us direction and guidance. And that's what we need in these times, Joe. And we always will be blessed for it. So, brothers and sisters, let's continue to build our faith in Jehovah. Let's continue to go to him, supplicate him, pray to him, and he will give us the strength we need. Continue going to your meetings. Take steps to build your faith. If your faith is weak right now, take steps to increase your faith, and you'll be blessed for it, always, because Jehovah only wants what's best for all of us. He acts on behalf of all of us, but we have to take advantage of that help. We just can't wait. We have to act on it, as we were encouraged today. Matthew 37, verse 5 puts this plainly. It says, commit your way to Jehovah. Rely on him, and he will act on your behalf. So the next time you're feeling anxious, remember, go in prayer to Jehovah. Build your strength and confidence in him. Go to your brothers and sisters. They will help you. The Bible will help you, give you direction. And soon, we'll all be in that new world where anxiety will be a thing of the past.